Boston University women's basketball wins its first Patriot League regular season championship in program history. Also gets to 20 wins for the sixth time in program history with a 66-57 win at Bucknell. We're here with Melissa Graves. Coach, first off, could you just speak to what it means for your team to win the first Patriot League regular season title in 10 years as a league member?
Just a really special moment for this team. This was something that we talked about as a team before the season even started, when we talked about our goals of wanting to host a Patriot League championship. So for this just to come all together at this moment on the road against a tough team, just really, really happy for not just our seniors, but you know, the entire team and the entire program.
About this game itself, 7 lead changes, 5 ties, and the biggest lead that any team had was yours with 11, but that only came late in the game. How did you feel about Bucknell's preparation and what they threw at you, and how did you feel your team responded to it?
Yeah, I knew this was going to be a tough game. You know, they're coming off 6 wins in a row, playing really confidently. Their pace is a lot better. It's senior night for them, so I knew they were going to come ready to go. So I thought they had a really good game plan. They were sagging off our post a lot, and I thought the adjustment we made to play Lauren at the 4 and stretch them a little bit really, really helped. It opened up for the ability for someone like Caitlin to score a little bit more. And I thought Lauren gave some really, really good minutes at the 4, not just offensively, but defensively as well. It was easier for us to switch. So just trying to make that adjustment, I thought, you know, bode really well for us.
You've brought up a few times now in the most recent games about Lauren Davenport playing well at the 4 spot. What do you think she's doing specifically on the floor on both ends that is translating?
She's just a kid that goes really hard. She is very physical, obviously a bigger guard. So when we do need to play her at the 4, she's able to guard a post player too, in case they do put, you know, 2 posts on the floor. But with Bucknell specifically, they play 4 guards. So it was an easier matchup for us. I think with her ability to shoot the 3 that she's been doing pretty consistently throughout the year, makes the defense have to respect her on the perimeter. And she's able to stretch them a little bit more, so it opens up the paint a little bit more for us. So I thought that was good for her ability to score it. She attacked the rim really well. I thought that opened up the ability for us to get the ball inside, but then also just open up the lane in general for Sid to be able to penetrate. I thought Sid had an incredible game too, not just scoring the ball, but taking care of the ball and dishing to teammates as well.
You bring up Sydney. She had 22 points. Caitlin Weimer, 21 points, 11 boards as well. And in a game that was only one possession heading into the fourth quarter, you went to your top 2 scorers and they delivered.
Yeah, I thought coming off a game like Holy Cross where they both played well too, Sydney's just playing tremendously as of late too. She's really taking on a lot. You know, she's been playing more of the 1 too, so she's not only scoring and dishing the ball, but she is also controlling our pace really, really well. She's a veteran player. She has a great IQ, and she understands the game and when we want to push pace, when we want to slow the game down. So it's been really key for us to have her at the point as well.
So now you have the 1 seed locked up. You have a 15-game winning streak, 15-0 in league play. How do you want your team to stay focused here, since there are still 3 games left in the regular season and more chances at history for the program?
I think that's the biggest piece of it. I think they still want to be dominant. We talk a lot about legacy, which I think they've accomplished a lot this year, but I think just the understanding that we're not done yet. I think it's nice to get it early to understand that we are hosting and prepare to play at home, but and then also obviously not having to play with so much pressure in the last couple of games. But I think just the understanding of we still want to work, we still want to get better each game, and now we can really focus on us and what we want to do and adjustments we want to make heading into the tournament.